And we get to talk now about the Legacy Trust Award Collection that provides support for adult artists with disabilities to participate in Art Prize. Bill Walker, President and CEO of Legacy Trust, which sponsors the Legacy Trust Award Collection each year. Bill, always a pleasure to see your smiling face.
Shelley, good to see you good this morning. You. Thank you.
David Thinger, a 2015 LTAC winner and East Grand Rapids resident. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Thank you. All right, take it away. Remind me about this award collection.
The Legacy Trust Award Collection was originated 6 years ago after the initial success of Art Prize, and we wanted to develop a path for artists, adult artists with disabilities, to find a way to access Art Prize. And so we created a competition that we hold in the spring, and we have 4 winners from that competition, 2 that come from the public vote and online voting, 1 by a juried award, which you, I believe, were a jurist last year. Thank you. And 1 from the Legacy Trust Steering Committee called the Lillian Perry Walker Award, of which David's piece was the chosen winner for that award this year.
Yay. And I know, winners, not only do you get the feeling of it's always good to win, but I understand there's a cash prize, a venue, and marketing support as well.
It was $500, yes.
I can do a lot with $500.
Yeah,
I hope you can, too. David, can you tell us a little bit about you?
I personally went through an accident in 92, went through brain surgery in 94. It's quite detailed, but basically I've been disabled since 92, and art is what has brought me through it. For several years, it's hard to explain, but I was doing art 40 hours a week, and that's what gave me the momentum to get through those difficult moments, and I really appreciate the art.
Yes. How was art introduced to you?
Initially, in Paris, when I lived out there, I started creating at 5 years old, I believe. My mother, she's an artist, shows around the country. Just my love for art came naturally.
And what is your art?
I recently have gotten back into oil painting and pastels. For years, doctors told me to stay away from that. But now I'm doing landscapes. Still lives don't work too well because they don't sell in galleries. But I just love to create art. The majority of the time, it's landscapes and architecture.
And the Road to Recovery is an oil and pastel work that depicts Medical Mile. Can you describe your work?
We were driving down Michigan. I was looking up at the beauty of the Spectrum Hospital, which has totally turned our city around, plus the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and it brought back a lot of memories. Many times you were praying as you're going to emergency. Those two, one after another, I was thinking about the meaning of it, the beauty of the church, but many people, when you're afraid, you're going to the emergency hospital, you want to be praying, and made a perfect piece with the true meaning of it.
Great. So now I'm going to put Bill on the spot and have you as an observer. If we're looking at David Thinger's piece, what are we looking at?
You're looking at a lot of creativity and a beautiful depiction, as he's described, of a hallmark of downtown Grand Rapids, that being the Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Spectrum. It's on display, by the way, at DeVos Place on the skywalk level of the Grand Hall, and along with the other winning artists.
Bet. And I want to drop, obviously, other winning artists' names, but it looks like, David, you were chosen to receive the Lillian Perry Walker Award, a special juried honor given by the Board of Directors. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I was very proud to receive this. It always makes me feel good to be receiving recognition by winning awards, for customers to be buying. I just sold 4 of them last week. This award meant a lot to me because of the meaning of the show, and I was very happy to receive it.
Bill, 86 artists from around the state submitted artwork for consideration, and what, more than 2,500 votes were cast?
That is correct. We have come a long way in our 6 years. We began, I believe, our first year with around 20, and so to get 86 submissions to our competition this year, statewide actually, was phenomenal. And the impact that that's made on these artists has just been a byproduct of this purposeful access to Art Prize through art becoming now a central part of their lives. And
yes, and again, our conversation a bit earlier with Cynthia, her niche was we're leaders here in Grand Rapids. Talk to me a little bit more about your niche, adult artists with disabilities.
We find that art is the artistic expression exists in everyone, and the disabled community, and we do not define what disabled is. We look at that as being self-defined by the artists themselves. A way for them to demonstrate their artistic talents, to be able to profile that, and to have recognition. We had one artist at the end of this year just say, "I feel like I have been recognized," and that is very important to me.
Do you have a follow-up to that, David?
Basically, I'm so thankful for the Legacy Show, and it means a lot to all of us, whether or not you win. It's having people recognize you. One of the biggest challenges of being disabled is you miss work so much. People can't wait to retire because they don't know what it's like to not being able to work. Half the people that retire actually return to work in 2 years. But if you're disabled at an early age, it really is nice to be recognized within a show like this. There's very good meaning to this show, Legacy.
I hope you'll continue your painting after our prize is come
absolutely
and gone.
Absolutely.
Yes, nice. Bill, what else do we see in addition to David's work with your exhibit?
We have the three other winners is Spring Love by Elaine Hogaboom. She's on the skywalk of DeVos Place. Fox Drinking Water. Tony Zarco, a fabulous piece of oil. And then a very interesting piece called The Spice Shop that is on display alongside of David's and representative of our diverse submissions.
Great. So bottom line, this will continue. This your sixth year with LTAC artists displaying. I have a feeling this is here to stay, Bill Walker.
Here to stay, and who knows where this may go. Again, we've gone from 20 artists to 86, and we've actually organized the LTAC into a nonprofit this year with hopes of expanding programming that can support the artist population that we're targeting and develop other types of related programming potentially.
Well, again, a business such as Legacy Trust certainly involved in the community and certainly involved with people's lives. How do we find out more information about Legacy Trust and or this adventure, Bill Walker?
The Legacy Trust Award Collection has its Facebook page. Quite a few likes on there these days. I'm very impressed with that. So that would be a good first source of information. You could also go to the Legacy Trust website. We're in the news. We do keep people informed on the progress of the LTAC competition and Art Prize. That's legacygr.com.
That's great. All right, David Thinger, again, 2015 LTAC winner, East Grand Rapids residents, The Road to Recovery. What happens with your piece, unless it wins, after Art Prize? What are you going to do with The Road to Recovery?
It's already been bought. Otherwise, I'd be saving it for galleries. It was basically the meaning of it, and for this show, the recognition of winning. I have probably hundreds of paintings at the house. It's always nice when they're bought, so they don't just collect dust in the basement.
A work of art and more. David Thinger, thank you very much. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Talk to you again.